Es tā. Jau pirms dažu šāviem ar tā.
Tad es tikā...
The
bottom of Kuf Tes Vavon Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Lechem Oni. The Pasuk says Lechem Oni. What does it mean? Lechem She'onim Dvarm, Alav Dvarm. The Lechem, the bread that we say things over. We already saw this Gemara back on, I think, Lam Vav or so. We saw this once before. As Machok is what exactly that meant. Does it refer to the Haggadah? Does it refer to
Hallel? I just want to make sure that I don't have a wedding. That's my wife. I'm thinking about it. I'm a big shadir.
You know? Amos Bailam, right?
What?
Amos Bailam.
I'll text you right now. Wedding question mark? You reply to
I'll let you know later this morning. I was thinking about it. What if I have something?
Okay.
So now we can do it Motzei Shabbos, no?
I have a bar mitzvah Motzei Shabbos.
Okay. No, so you are the main guy. All right, let me just make sure, because I might have to make sure that I don't have a wife. Okay.
So again, so the Gemara says, Lechem Oni, what does Lechem Oni mean? Lechem Oni means, Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim. Bread that you say words over, which Rashi told us back early in the Masechta, I believe it meant Haggadah, you say the Hallel over the bread. That's what Lechem Oni means. Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom.
Oh, we're starting from there?
Why not? Says the Gemara, Tani Nami Halki, Brisa that says the same idea, Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbi. Also, bread that you say many things over, Haggadah and Hallel. Dover Acher, an alternative explanation, Lechem Oni, Oni Ksiv, it doesn't say Vav, it says Ayin Nun Yud, which can be pronounced as Oni, a poor person. Ma Oni Shadar Chuv Prusa, just like a poor person has like a piece of bread, only not a full bread, but only a part of a bread. Avkama Prusa, here too also you should only have half a bread. That is a reference to Yachatz, where we split the matzah, the middle matzah. Half it goes to Afikomim, and the other half remains there. So you have half a broken matzah with the Lecha Mishnah. And Davar, so that's before we go weiter, there's a big discussion here. What does it mean, Madarchel Shalani Prusa? So you look at the Rashbam, first Rashbam, Avkama Prusa, Levarch Alachias Matzah. You're supposed to say Alhamatzah on this broken piece of matzah. Vishte Shlemos, and you also have an additional two full matzos, Maisinan Y, Mishim Hamotzi, because of regular Hamotzi. The Lo Gara Mishar Yomim Tovim. It's no worse than any other Yomtif, Shesarach Livtso Al Shte Kikaros. You need two pieces of bread on a regular Yomtif. So a number of things going on here. First of all, how many matzahs do you require to be there? Rashbam tells us, the Gemara tells us you need a prusa. He says you also need two full ones. You need a lechem mishnah. That gives a total of three. Two full ones and one in a broken one. And then he writes, so although it's there, when you're botzei, when you actually break the bread and give it out to everybody else, you're supposed to be botzei on the one of the full ones, not the broken one. That's the opinion of the Rashbam. Now let's learn through a toast.
Later on in the meal.
Later on in the meal. No, when you come to a motzi.
When you do the motzi, you do it on the two full.
According to the Rashbam, you break only one of them. One of the two. You say, unclear how much you lift up. Let's say lifting up, because it's an Indian, 10 fingers, but let's say nothing's lifted up. Which one do you actually break up to give it to all your family?
One so Rashbam says,
you need a broken, let's forget the afikomen right now, you just need a broken one in there. And then Rashbam adds, you need two full ones. You have a total of two and a half. Exactly, two and a half. And when you give it out, one might think, well, since there's a din of prusa, maybe you should take the broken matzah, give it out. Says the Rashbam, no, you take one of the full ones, you give out the full ones for everybody to eat. The prusa just has to be there, it's more symbolic. Now look at it, it's a long toast, not too bad, but let's read to the tosos, the top one. We have plenty of time, I think. Ma darchel she'ani b'prusa. He says, nirag de gam hamotzi tzarech levarach al haprusa. He argues in the Rashbam. When you're saying hamotzi, you're supposed to hold the broken one with the full ones and say the motzi. He goes on to bring a number of rayas, the Gemara and Brachas, we're not going to go into right now. But now if you jump all the way down in the Tosos, where it says, V'chein Pasuk Rev Alphas. It's around halfway down. V'chein Pasuk Rev Alphas, Tzarech Levtzor Al Shtei Kikaros, B'yom Tov, V'hatam L'fisha Hayo Lechem Mishnah Yored Bar V'yomim Tovim. So we know that on the Mon came down every day except for on Shabbos. So since the Mon couldn't come down on Shabbos, it came twice, double came on Erev Shabbos. As the Rif, for the Tosos understanding the Rif, it also fell two times on Erev Yom Tov, because you couldn't collect on Yom Tov itself. So the Gemara Tosos says, V'kasha, she'anu mispalim ba'ata kidasha v'yachto mikol ha'yamim, we say in the Mosaf, or in Shacharis, v'kidashan mikol ha'zman v'amar, b'man baruchu b'man kadshu, mashma b'yom tov hayam man yarad. sounds like when we're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu that the man came down. It sounds like the man came down actually on Yontif itself. It didn't come double in every Yontif. It actually came on Yontif itself.
Well, so how is it limud that it seems that it came down on Yontif itself?
Because we on the Kiddush special Kiddush Yomtiv, Kiddush Davening, Yomtiv Davening, we say Biman Baruch Hu Biman Kadshu. So it sounds like the man, we were blessed with the man that came. It sounds like it came on Yomtiv. And that's against what the Rif said.
We said it went.
And we don't have it in our Nusach. Apparently in Nusach that Tosos had, it seems to have such a girsa. So that's again, there's a big machlokas. There's a Tosos in Beit also in the beginning, which also has a discussion whether or not Mun fell down in Yontif or not. So that seems to be machlokas. What's the nafkamina whether Mun fell in Yontif or not? Do you need Lecha Mishnah? If Mun fell in Yontif, that means on Erev Yontif one piece fell, on Yontif another piece fell. There was never double. If you assume Man did not fall on Yom Tif, but rather double portion fell on Erev Yom Tif, then you would need Lecha Mishnah. So that seems to be Machlokas, Tosos, and the Rashbam. Okay, fine. So two Machlokas. And the second Machlokas is which do you say Hamotzi on? Rashbam said you say Hamotzi on a full one, and the Tosos says you also say the Hamotzi on the Prusa. Back to the Gemara now. Second line down, top line still. Davar Acher, another interpretation of what Lechem Oni means is Ma Darchol Shel Ani Hu Masik V'Ishta Ofe. The Ani, the man, the husband, is Masik. He's basically working on the fire, keeping the fire hot, the oven hot. And the woman, the wife, is busy baking it. They're doing it together. Afkan Nami Hu Masik V'Ishta Ofe. So too, it has to be in such a way where they're working together at the same time to try to keep the oven hot, and the wife is busy baking. Explains the Rashbam, this is the second Rashbam, Darchol Shel Ani Hu Masik V'Ishta Ofe. Ofa, Minosam Biyad Latanur Kishinigmar Hisekon. Right away, after it gets real heated up, she quickly puts it in the oven. She Yare Shema Yitztanin Hatanur Kodam Shizdamin. She's concerned that it might cool off. And if it cools off, the process of motzi, of the turning into matzah, is going to take much longer. If the process of the matzah taking longer delays any further, it might turn into chametz. You have to do everything very, very quickly. The oven has to be very super hot for it to work out. So that's what we learned from Oni, that just again, like, they had very little firewood, so you couldn't waste any moments. The Ani would quickly fire up the oven. She'd quickly put the bread in, so not to lose any of the heat. So that's the way the matzah is made as well, to prevent any chametz. Says the Gemara further, Afa Pishein Charoses Mitzvah. So this is going back to the Mishnah we saw earlier, that even though there's no mitzvah of Charoses, one still has to use Charoses because it gets rid of the kapha, something dangerous, which is Machlokas we saw already before. So, v'lo mitzvah mishumai maisi la. So, if there's no mitzvah, what's the purpose of bringing it? So, Gemara says what I just said, am rebiami mishum kappa. So, what's kappa? We said already, machlokas rashbam yesterday, that whether it is either some of the venom, like a nachash, but whatever, I'm not sure how to call it when it comes to the mara, but some type of sakana, that juices that come out of the mara, which is very dangerous, or refers to worms, it gets rid of the worms. So, am rebasi kappa dechasa. To get rid of the kappa, let's call it the venom of marur, chasas marur, that you need chama. You need something warm, I guess. Let's see what Rashbam says. Actually, no, it says it's known. It's not known. Like, what's a radish or something, so, right?
This is whoever ate it and got poisoned.
So this is the remedy. Have a tznon, which is, what's the tznon? It's a radish or something?
Radish.
Right?
Tznon is radish?
Yeah.
The man? It's not sweet. It's bitter too.
What?
It's known as bitter too.
You know, so radishes, I think, are bitter. No, I think they are.
Yeah.
You can make them sweet if you like.
If you
juice it up. Right. But exactly. Now, kappa de chama. Let's say you have some of this venom from the radish. Then the karti gets rid of that. Karti is what? Cabbage.
Leeks.
Okay. And then kappa the karti is chamimi, hot water, is going to get rid of any of this venom that comes from the leeks. And kappa the kulu, the chamima. All other vegetables, hot water is also going to take care of any of that sickness, poison. So the hachi, v'hachi, name hachi. So after saying all this, just simply say, kappa kappa de chinilcha, v'leisha bintcha l'samni kalascha. I think it's one of those things you would say, like that kishuv type of thing. You just say this statement, and that's going to help you as well. Don't need to eat anything, don't need to drink anything. Just simply say, again, kappa, kappa, dachir nalach, I remember you, ulashab banasaycha, and your seven daughters of some sort, and your eight daughter-in-laws.
Wives.
Wives or daughter-in-laws?
Oh, no.
Daughter-in-laws,
kappa,
right.
Kappa, zachorin, yotcha, ve'et sheva b'natecha, u'shmone kalotecha.
Okay, so whatever that means. Say that and that works.
So the guy has 15 kids.
Right. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer Mitzah. So the Rabbi Elazar said, no, the reason for charos is not to get rid of any the kapa, rather there's actually a mitzah of charosis. So my mitzah, what mitzah is there of charosis? It's not in the Torah, there's no matzah, it's not maror, it's not korban pesach. So what's the mitzvah? So Rabbi Levi Omer, Zeichel tapuach. Remember the tapuach, what does that tapuach refer to? Rashbam quotes a Gemara in Sota that talks about, Rashbam says, Zeichel tapuach, Masecha Sota, Shehayu yoldos sham b'neim below out of, the woman would give birth to children without any pain, without any showing any labor pains. Shulia kir behen mitzim. So the mitzim shouldn't know what's going on. Dichsiv tachas hatapuach arosecha. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim. But to remember, Zeichel tapuach, they make this sweet charosis and put some apples in. Some interpret apples to mean esrog based on other Gemaras, because the Gemara refers to a tapuach that other Marishon ate, and it says one of the qualities is I think the fruit comes out before the leaves or something, and that's not the case when it comes to apples. It is the case when it comes to an esrog. So some say it really refers to an esrog. So I think some have a custom to put an esrog in the charosis. Do you guys do that?
No, but we have a custom to let a pregnant woman bite the pitam of the esrog.
So we spoke about that one time also about that. That's such a school.
For the pain.
Right. So the Yemenite esrogim are actually edible. Our esrogim are not edible, unless you make it into jelly.
Yeah, my mom tries that every year.
What, making the jelly?
Yeah.
Awesome. But do you use Yemenite esrogim?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
No,
okay.
I don't.
Those are the huge ones.
I don't know.
Yeah. Someone here had like a watermelon size, I saw.
Yeah, when you go to the Kotel, there's always people with this huge lulavim, but they're wrapped around like the Yemenites, because they put the arabos and around.
Wait, really?
All around it. Yeah.
I never saw that.
And the dasim all around it. It's not like on the side. They're all wrapped around. So you got this huge restaurant with this big thing. So you know. So you just.
It's like football.
It's like three guys waving. Together.
I saw a picture of Chaim Kanievsky this year, who had that size esrog. He didn't have a dasim and arabos around.
Friday had this year in shul.
Who did?
Friday. Nudman.
Oh yeah.
Rabbi, there was a guy in Young Israel who came when he did the Aravat on what's it called?
Hoshana Rabbah.
Hoshana Rabbah. So Young Israel, this guy came late, and everybody's doing the Aravas and smacking on the ground. Also, this guy comes in literally with a tree. The guy came late during that one too. He's smacking his thing on the ground.
A tree.
And during laning, everyone stopped laning to see what this guy was doing and telling him he had a lawnmower.
You have to make up for coming late.
Okay, so that's the shot. Rabbi Levi says, what's the mitzvah of charosis? It's zeichel tapuach. Comes along with Rabbi Yochanan, Omer. Zeichel tit, to remember the cement that was used for building all the bricks. So what's the difference? Amar Abai, hilkach, for this reason, tzarech lekuye, v'tzarech lesmuche. You have to do, one is to make it thick, and one is to make it sweet, I think.
Samich
is to make it thick.
Shmir.
Nuche is ava. I said Rashbam is thick.
Yeah.
And the kuye means what? To make it sweeter, I guess.
Tart.
The kahuye. Okay. So.
The kahuye sounds from the word to darken. Sounds from the word dark.
Tart.
Our kahuye is tart, the taste, the flavor, certain flavor to it, like apple, like a fruit.
Tart and thick.
Okay. So why? So he says, l'kuye, to make it tart, zeichel tapuach, you have to have something sweet or something tart in there to give it that flavor. And tzarech l'smuche, zeichel tit, you have to make it thick, so it's like the cement. So says, let's look at Tosus for a second. Tzarech l'smuche, v'tzarech l'kuye, he has a little bit different opinion. It says, b'yushalni amar ist avdi zeichel adam. Others say, no, the third thing it's supposed to remind us of, the blood. That's why you dip it in the mashkim. We spoke about yesterday whether you have to dip it into shiva mashkim or not. So if charosis is made from apples, crushed apples, and it's made from other thick things, maybe nuts.
Whipping
it's not
nuts.
A liquid. Where's the liquid? So you have to have some type of liquid in there to make it look like a dime. It's supposed to be a little bit more liquidy. Otherwise, you're not going to require an tilas dime. V'chein amadavar. That's also what the amadavar. That's what the people do. That was apparently the minhag. The smuche. First you make it thick, and when you eat it, then you pour some wine and vinegar to make it a little bit liquidy, to combine both of these dinim. Do you put it in b'shas achila, or when you make it?
Well,
apparently, Tosfos says you make it first thick,
right,
and right before you eat it, then you pour some wine, and that I've never heard of.
No,
but
someone
does that.
Oh, really?
He always asks for a little bit of wine right before he dips.
Wow, is it because he learned the sugya here or the sora?
Now
you know.
I just figured that was his family.
He's a big dummy.
That's a son-in-law. I'm not asking questions.
Right, wouldn't it be
of Lush?
Yeah.
So if you do it the right way, it won't be a problem. If you pour the wine in and just do it in such a way that's not real mixing, you kind of do like a crisscross type of thing, exactly, it would be fine. And then he toasted the adds further, v'tshuvas ha-ga'onim mefarish lasos charoses beperos, not lav dafka tapuach, whether it means an esrog or an apple, but all fruits, sh'ninba l'knesses Yisrael, because we're compared, based on Shir HaShirim, tachas ha-tapuach arosecha, kepelach rimon ha-teina chanta, and so on and so forth. A number of psukim compare Klal Yisrael to fruits, lav dafka tapuach, therefore as many fruits as possible is the way it should be according to the tshuvas ha-ga'onim. So therefore we have a whole, everyone has their own way of being charoses, nuts are thrown in there also, a different amount of things. Wine, apples, and other things. Okay. Says the Gemara right before the Mishnah, Tanu Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan, there's a brisa that supports the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Tavlin, Zeichel Tevin. Tavlin, spices. It sounds from the word Tevel, it's similar to Teven, so you should have a lot of spices in there also to remind us of Teven. Charoses, Zeichel Tit. So it seems like actually something, forget that, something different. In addition to Charoses, you would also have Tavlin. So what's Tavlin referred to? So it says the Rashbam, it simply means besamim, shematilin b'charoses. You actually put it into the charoses to remind us of the tevin.
Like cinnamon, kagon cinnamon.
It sounds like from the Gemara, that's two there's different things. Really. You have Tavlin and then you have charoses. Rashbam combines the two and says you put the Tavlin into the charoses. I think other Rishonim say they're actually two different things. I'm not sure what the purpose of Tavlin are. I think others do say it's something b'fnei atma.
Here, right, according to I mean, Arsopos, so Rabbi Yochanan, me'arvim b'charoses, meaning Tavlin.
That's what Rashbam says, right.
Because he follows the Rashbam, right? Okay.
Well, our main problem was that he withheld Tevin from us, right? To make the teat. Isn't that what happened?
Correct.
So I guess this opinion just holds that you need to remember both things. Don't just remember the ikar, which was the teat. Remember why we had a problem getting teat, which was the Tevin. So he's basically saying, you know, make some tavlin. I don't know what this tavlin is, but I guess remember both things.
Okay. So therefore you put now spices, you put apple, and you put wine and other fruits.
Yes.
So Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok Kach Hayu Omrim. This is what they would say: Tigrei Charchei Shibushlaim. The merchants or the store owners, says the Rashi and Rashbam, they would say Nushlaim, Bo v'talu lachem and tavlin l'mitzvah. Come and collect and or buy your spices for the mitzvah, namely the mitzvah of charoses. Okay, so up to the new Mishnah now. Says the new Mishnah: Mazgulo Kosheni. They pour the second cup of wine. V'kan haben shoel. And then the shoal of it. Then the son would ask his father. So the Mefarshim would want to explain, why is the pouring of the second cup right before the Haggadah, Manashana, why is it right here? So some say, because we want that the Manashana and the entire Haggadah be said on a Kos Shel Bracha. And others say, no, we simply just pour second wine to have the children ask more questions. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah further. So first the son asks the father, V'im ein das b'ben avim lamdo. And if there's no, the Ben doesn't have the das to do it, the father should teach him how to ask questions. So the Mefarshim say, what about a daughter? Let's say you don't have a son. Or let's say your son's not capable, but your daughter is. Can you be mekayem the mitzvah through a son? Through a daughter, rather. So some say, well, the Mishnah never mentions bas, so a bas is not able to mekayem the mitzvah of being shoel, the father. While others say, no, even the daughter can be mekayem the mitzvah by asking the questions. So the Mishnah says, what questions do you ask? So it's going to be slightly different than our nusach that we do. So manish tana halayla zeh mikol halaylos. What's the difference from this night? Shebechol halaylos anu ochlin chamei tumata. Halayla zeh kula matzah. So the first question is, every night we could eat either matzah, we could eat either chamei, whatever we want, but this night we only eat matzah. That's question one. Question two is, shebechol halaylos anu ochlin nashar yirakos. We eat other vegetables. Halayla zeh mara, we only eat mara. Shebechol halaylos eina anu ochlin basar tzli. You could eat roasted meat, shalok, cooked a lot, mavushal, just regularly cooked. Halayla hazeh, tonight, kulo tzli, everything is tzli. Shebechol halaylo, so ain anu, a bit of a different gear, so I'll just read the parentheses for now, even though normally we don't read them. Ain anu chayvim letavel afilu pamachas. We don't even have to dip even one time any other night, but halayla hazeh, tonight, shtei pamim, we have to dip two different times. So lufi daita shel ben aviv milamdo. According to the abilities, the understandings of the son, that's how the father should teach him accordingly. And then Mishnah says, Maschil begunus umisayim b'shevach. You start off talking about the bad things. The Gemara is going to explain what is being gunus when they were avadim, and we conclude the Haggadah with things of praise and when things were better for us. V'doresh, and we darshan the psukim of me'arami obedavi, the psukim in Kisavo about in the Parshas Bikurim, we darshan that ad sheyigmar kol parsha kula, until we've concluded the entire parsha of Bikurim.
Is it the last Mishnah?
No. We still have a few more blot left. So the machlokas Yisrael, what's the purpose? What's the whole concept of maskil b'gunus? We start talking about the bad times of Klai Yisrael, and then we talk about the good times. What's the difference? So the Ritva writes to me, kind of the pasuk that we say, me'ashpos yarim evyon, me'ashpos evyon, the poor person, so me'ash from lowly yarim, we raise him up to point out to me, kind of that mitzvah of saying how Kadosh Baruch Hu, to praise him, that he was able to lift up how we were so low down. And the Marsha says no, because a little bit different, but very different actually. On a day of Simcha, we have to remind ourselves not to get too haughty, not to get too proud. So we always also have to remind ourselves where we came from. Things weren't always so good for us. So don't get too excited. Be happy, but it has to be neutralized to a certain extent so it doesn't get out of hand.
Hence we say, Mishkachech Yerushalayim under the chuppah.
Exactly, yeah. So now, what's the halacha if the son... Actually, let's first read the next price, and then I'll say this point. Tanu Rabbanim. Chacham b'no shu'alo. So, if he's a chacham, if son's a chacham, so his son asks the questions. Vim ain't a chacham, if he's not a chacham, so his ishto shu'altan, so his wife could ask the questions. Vim lav, and if she's not able to, or she doesn't have a wife, so hu shu'al atmo, he asks questions for himself. Even two Talmidei Chachamim sitting at a meal who know all the halachas of Pesach from A to Z, still the halacha is Shu'alim Zelazeh Man Shana Halaylazeh B'chol Mikol Halaylazeh. So they still have to ask the four questions. So this is how the so you look at the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot. He says there's no real chiv to ask questions. The chiv is to talk about Sibrei Tzias Mitzrayim. So this Gemara really is lav dafka. It says to ask questions, it doesn't really mean it. It just means discuss Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlau on his Chidushim on the Sefer Mitzvot of Rav Sadi Gon is medayik from the Rush that dafka ayidei she'ela is the only way you're mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it seems to be machlokas Rishon whether it has to be dafka through asking questions or no. Asking questions is just a very good way to learn, but it's not the only way to learn. The Rambam says you don't have to ask questions necessarily.
And then what's his hairstyle? How do you do it then?
How do you do it?
If not, if
you just do it for me. Right.
You just read Haggadah. I mean,
you discuss.
You discuss it. Now, again, it seems from the Rambam you would have to say questions is just a very good way to learn. Educationally, it's a very good thing. Ask questions, get people involved more. But it's not Ma'akev the Mitzvah, according to the Rambam.
You can start from Abadim Hayin.
Start from Abadim Hayin, right. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Shebechol Halelos Anu Matbilin Pamachas Halelazeh Shepamim. Every night, according to the Girsa right now, every night we dip just one time. And tonight, Leil Seder, we dip two times. So Maskelo Rava asks the following question. Atu Koyoma, every day, Lo Sage, it's not enough, Do Lo Mazimna. In other words, we have to dip every single night. The Nusach is, Shebechol Halelos Anu Matbilin Pamachas. Every night we dip once. No, we don't. We don't have to dip once. If you want to, you could dip. If you want to, you don't have to dip. So what does it mean every night we dip once? Ella, Amarava, Hachi Katana. This is what it means to say. Shebechol Halelos, every night, Ein Anu Chayavim L'Tavel Afilu Pamachas. You don't have to even dip one time. Suddenly comes Leil Pesach. Halayil Hazesh, Shei Pamim, tonight you have to do it two different times. So Maskela Rav Safra, Chiyuv L'Dartake? There's a Chiyuv, what does L'Dartake mean? It's a reference to children. There's a Chiyuv to do two times just to have the kids ask questions? So rather the Gemara says, Amar Rav Safra Hachi Katani, Ein Anu Matbilin Afil Pamachas Halayla Zeh Shtei Pamim. So what's the difference of these two nuskhos? So I don't understand either. Rashi doesn't say either, but the Masifta does help here. I imagine the article also does say. What's the difference?
Afshav Isman Hamishna Kol Machalim Haya Al Yedei Tibul Mikol Makom Lo Hayu Regelim Klal Yechol Yirakot Kodem HaSeudah.
The difference
is.
But the difference is, the first brisa says you have to, the chiv to do it two times, and then the Gemara concludes that you don't have to, but our minug is to dip two times on Leil Seder. The question is, why is our minug to dip two times?
I think the Gemara was numbing on the first half of it, that the Tinoko says. On a regular night, Ein Anu Chayavim L'Tavel L'Afil Pamachas, and then the Gemara ends off that Ein Anu Matbilim L'Afil Pamachas. The Gemara, I think, was questioning here, why is it that Tinokos are neming on what the chiyav is. They don't have a chiyav regardless.
On the night of Seder, the Leil Seder, I think. I think Ein Chayav is going a continuing sentence going on to the second half of it. We're not Chayav any other night except for tonight. We're Chayav twice. Says Gemara, no, you're just we're Noeg twice.
Right, right.
Tonight.
The fact that he's taking out Chayav because when you say Chayavin, it goes on the first on the beginning and on the end.
Right, exactly.
So that's the fact that he's taking out Chayavim on the Pam Achad, he's also taking Chayavim Bepam Bechtepem.
Right. So again, it's not a Chiv to dip twice, it's the Minuk to dip twice.
We just do it.
Eric, you had a point about the Morocco.
No, some people just do, they do it. Today I know people who do, before they start their meal, they start doing Bechot first, they eat, you know, Eitz, and they eat Adama, and they dip it in salt water and stuff before they do a Motzi.
No, we do
on
that
Friday night.
On Friday night?
Yeah.
Because they think it's Pesach.
No, because it's there. Right, Le'avod Bebrachot. They do it on Friday. They do it. They have a.
So they do Kiddush?
They do Kiddush, and then they do Brachot, and then they do Amotzi.
That's the Me'er Brachos, and the very Makron and Me'er Brachos.
Right. But then also you bring yourself to the whole idea of Bachachona, and it's, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't do it, but there are people.
Hadassim. You do Hadassim, make Brachos on Hadassim, and smell Hadassim.
Yeah, we do it here.
Right, I do it here.
Hiroshima Bar Yochai.
Because he came out the two Adasim?
Yeah. That's what it seems that they did.
Shomer V'Zachar.
Yeah.
Okay.
He came out or he saw somebody?
When he came out, he saw somebody.
So it's followed by it.
So it's
says the Gemara Maskel, the Gnus Messiah Mishvach. So you start with the bad, the Gnus, and then you conclude with all the praises. My Gnus, what is Gnus? What is the Gnus that we would say? So Rav Amar Mitchila Avdei Avodas Gilulim Hayu Avosein. In the beginning, all the way back away when? From the Avram Avinu's father, we go back that far, that we start with the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and look where we came to now. That's how far back we go to talk about Gnus. Shmuel Amar, Avodim Hayinu, no, we talk about not as far back as Terach. We go back in Mitzrayim, that we were Avodim there, and then look, we came out freed. So Amar Le Rav Nachman Daru Avdei. So he said, Rav Nachman says to his servant, whose name was Daru, Ovdo Demafik Le Mara Lecheris. So an Eved, whose master let him go free. The Yovla Kaspa Vidava gives him a lot of silver and gold, which is basically what happened to us. We were Avadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our master, let us go free and gave us a Rechush Gadol. So he asks his servant, this is where Nachman asks his servant, my Baile Memele, what are you supposed to say to him? So Amale, Baile Odaye Lushruch, you have to thank him and give praise to your master, certainly. So Amale, Rav Nachman says, Petartan Milomer Manashana, you are exempt from saying Manashana. They went forward, they skipped Manashana that night, and they went straight to Avadim Hayinu. So the Achronim are bothered here, what exactly is going on? What is the Eved? Eved has no Chiv to do Leil Seder. What was the Eved have to do Manashanas for? So there are different yourselves that go around here. I don't have them in front of me here. But
it's not Eved anymore, it's free.
Well, no, he wasn't free. He just says, theoretically, if you were to be free, what would you do? Now, an Eved is Chayv Mitzvah, so you should know. An Eved Kanani, who's owned by a Jew, so Eved Kanani goes through a Geirus to a certain extent. He has a Mila, he goes to a Mikvah, all these things, and he's a somewhat, he's basically Jewish. It's a Machlokas, how to understand, but he's Chayv Mitzvah, like Nashim, like, exactly. Yeah. So big Machlokas is shown whether it means he's Chayv, he's really a Jew, or no, he's not really a Jew, but since he's in the house of a Jew, he has to be Noheg, the Mitzvah, like a Jew.
Can a Jew has a Jew Eved?
As a Jewish, it's called Eved Ivri. That's a different. Yeah. If he's Jewish originally, yeah, and you own him, that's Eved Ivri. Much so,
big problems. You don't want one of those.
Yeah,
you got to take care of him like a woman.
You do not want to file taxes on him.
It's
a headache.
Okay, either way, so unclear why he's actually asking his Eved and why the Eved would be putter from Mount Ashana, but that's discussed in the Achronim. So it says the new Mishnah. It's a very long Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel Haya Omer. Kol Shelo Amar Shlosha Dvarim Elu B'Pesach. Someone who does not say the three following things on Pesach. Lo Yatze Yidei Chavasa, they're not Yotze the Mitzah. So which Mitzah is it referring to? So this is a big Machlokas we've shown him. Some say, we're about to say, let's read the three things first, and we'll explain what mitzvah you're not yotzei. So, the following three. Pesach, matzah, marah. Exactly. Pesach, Shepesach HaMakom Al-Bate, Shepesach HaMakom Al-Bate Avosein B'Mitzrayim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu jumped from house to house, Shenemar V'Amartim Zevach Pesach Hula Shema, Shepesach V'Gomer. Kadosh Baruch Hu jumped from house to house. Those who put blood on their mashkof, they were protected during Makas Becharos, and those who didn't were not protected. That's why we do Pesach, and we raise it up, and we say those words. Matzah, al shum shen nigalu avosein b'mitzrayim, we were redeemed, Shenemar V'yofu as a betzach asher hotzi b'mitzrayim. And maror al shum shemaru es mitzrayim es chaya v'seinu b'mitzrayim shenemar v'yemaru es chayim. So those are the three things we say things. So when doing these mitzvahs, so what's when the mission in the beginning says you're not yotz if you don't say these three things. So some rishonim say you're not yotz to the mitzvahs hagada because this is part of the things you say. Others say you're not mitzvah, you're not yotze the particular mitzvah. You're not yotze Pesach unless you say these things accompanying Pesach. You're not yotze matzah unless you say the things, and you're not yotze maror. But Haggadah, you're still yotze because you said all the other things. You said manashtana, you said avadam, you know, the question is, with these three things, is it a din in Haggadah, or is it a din in the particular mitzvah? That's a big machlokas rishonim. Says the Mishnah further, b'chol dor v'ador, every single generation, chayv adam laros, it's asmo ki'ilu hu yatsam mitzrayim. Each and every generation, when we do Leil Seder, we're supposed to imagine as if we are leaving Mitzrayim right now, this very night. Shenemar v'yigat levincha b'yom ahu lemor bavur zeh asa Hashem li b'teisi Mitzrayim. This thing we did, these things, and you're supposed to show it, as how we left Mitzrayim, and we're supposed to reenact Yitzias Mitzrayim. L'fikach, therefore, anachnu, this is all part of the God that we say. L'fikach, anachnu chayavim lehodos lehalil shabeach lefa'er l'roman lehadil levarech l'leil kaleis l'misha asa l'avosein l'anu eskol anisim ha'elu hotzianu me'avdos lecheros me'yogun l'simcha me'evel yom tov me'afil or gadol u'mishubu l'gula. This is everything we say again. V'nemar l'fanav ha'luka. So that's the whole thing we're saying. Oh, beautiful. So there's a Tosus here for a second. Look at Tosus v'nemar. It says l'fanav shir chadasha. Did we get to that line yet? I think it's supposed to be here. Ner malafan of Shira Chadasha instead of Haluka. I think it's supposed to be Shira Chadasha. That's what we say in the Haggadah. Uvechei noda lecha Shira Chadasha agul asenu. The Hachi Tani b'Mechilta says Tosfos kol Ashiros lashon nekeva chutz mishir laasid. So what's the difference of Shira Chadasha versus Shira Chadash? Why sometimes Shira? Why sometimes Shir? So he says again, kol Ashiros lashon nekeva chutz mishir laasid delashon zachar. When it talks about a past singing, that's a shira, it's a nekeva. Okay. Talks about future, it's zachar. What's the difference? Kolomar she nekeva yesh la tzar leida, so she has all the pains of the labor pains. Af kol nisim, all the miracles we experienced, the yesh acharem tzar, afterwards there was always pain that we had to go through. Chutz mi l'asid, in the future, the ultimate shira, the ultimate gula, ultimate shira, I should say, she'en hachre tzar, there's no other pain. It will be the final redemption and no tzar to follow. Therefore, there's no mention of Nekeva, no reference to tzar leida, only a mention of a zachar where there's no tzar involved. That's how the Tosa says it.
So shira is Nekeva or zachar?
Shira with the hay would be Nekeva, and shir without the hay would be zachar. So we always say shir chadash in reference to the previous singing, because it's not complete. It's still lacking. It's not a complete gula because there's always going to be pain and galas afterwards. The ultimate gula lasid lavo is going to be a shir. There'll be no labor pains involved. Right. Now, I remember there's an Eilat Bracha, a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, who has a pshat here about Shir versus Shira, and I'm forgetting what it was, though. It was a beautiful pshat.
There's another pshat.
Yeah.
That the Nekava gives tzar to the Zachar. The woman gives tzar to the husband.
Oh, yeah? That's your pshat?
No.
Okay.
Well,
what
is that the case?
So, Latid Lavo, they will want such a thing.
Uh-huh. It's going to go back to the way it should be.
Okay. So the Gemara says, Mishra says rather, this is the Ad Heichan Hu Omer. So when it comes to the Halal, we don't say the full Halal in one shot, we split everything up. So when it comes to the first part of the Halal, up until when Halal do you say? So, Beishami Omerim Ad Eim Haban Mesmecha, Ubeisil Omerim Ad Chalamish Lamayim Namayim. That's the Machlokas. How far do you say? So the Yushama explains, what's the machlokas?
How far do you say in total, or how far do you say before the meal?
First half, when you say the first half, how far do you go? So Beishama says, you only say up until Ad Eim Haban Smecha Haluka, and you don't say...
Isn't that the first bit?
Yep, and the first bit, and you don't say Beitzeis Yisrael. Mitzrayim. Beisil says, no, you only say Beitzeis Yisrael. What's the machlokas?
What do we say until when?
We say Beitzeis Yisrael. We always follow Beisil. So says the Yushama, what's the machlokas? Machlokas is... Because Beishamai said we were not redeemed until Chatzos. We didn't leave Mitzrayim until Chatzos. So how could you say B'tei Yisrael Mitzrayim before Chatzos? So therefore you say B'tei Yisrael after Chatzos. comes along, Beis Hillel, says, what are you talking about? We didn't get redeemed until Alos HaShachar. So even when you say B'tzeis Yisrael later in the meal, which after Chatzos, it's still before the Geula, we haven't been left until the morning time. So therefore he says, once you start, stay a little bit more. No need, there's no difference, because either way we don't leave. So this machlok is really what's found in the Gemara and Brachos as well, if you remember. There's two opinions when we left, and it said they're both true. We had Rishus to leave Chatzos HaLaila. They gave up. And we actually left in the morning time. So it connects to a much larger, great Dvar Torah about the two, really two geulas.
I don't understand, yeah. Because we say, didn't the Malach Mavet come b'chatzos halayla? When was the Makas
B'chatzos? Oh, k'chatzos halayla.
So it came chatzos halayla.
Hashem said, Moshe said k'chatzos, and Hashem said b'chatzos, because Hashem knew exactly when it
right,
is.
Right, okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So right. How could they have permission? Hashem said that nobody ish alietze mi beito, right? Mm-hmm. So how could we say that they had rishus to leave Bechatzos?
So it's a very good question. So when the way it worked was, Kadosh Baruch Hu came at Chatzos at midnight.
Right.
He gave them all this matzah.
Right.
And then I guess after that moment, you're probably allowed to leave.
At that second,
Hashem
took care of it in 1 second.
But
right.
It's interesting. There's a Masechah Sofrim that writes that they didn't actually die until morning. He gave them like this slow killing poison. So it's the I'll tell you a fascinating Masechah.
I never heard of that.
Masechah Sofrim writes in the beginning it has Akdama.
Which is before, Masechah
it's found in the back of Avodah Zarah, like these small Masechtos Katanos. Uh-huh. It's like Masechah Avodim back there, Masechah Kala. These very interesting Masechtos. So actually Machlok is whether or not that's part of has the same status of a Gemara's Talmud Bavli or not. So the Masechah Sofrim has an introduction. There's a Akdama there that says something about the Bechor, Makas Bechoros there, and Chatzos, very strange. And there's never a Hakdama to Masechah. So any Masechah, there's not a Hakdama, you just go right into it. So what Pshat is, they said, in the, one of the Mefarshim on the bottom of Masechah Sofrim says that the very first Mishnah of Masechah Sofrim talks about a Goses, a person who's on the deathbed. But a Goses is not Tumas Mace until he actually dies. He might have a din of halacha of a hilchus, might be dead in terms of other halachas, but in terms of tuma, not until he actually dies. So what's the point of the Hakdama? So the this fascinating parish on the bottom says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara also in Zachim, I think, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Kohen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Kohen, so he can become Tamei Meis. So what happened was when he came around touching every single person, he gave them the disease. They couldn't die yet, because if he touched them, they died, he'd become Tumas Meis. So he gave them this poison, that slow-killing poison, and then he left them, and then by the morning time, they actually died. So why is it an introduction? Because just like we learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, he made them, Karsh Baruch rather, made them into a Goses, but he wasn't Tamei Meis. So to the halach of a Goses, the first mission.
Because why? Because we say Ani velo shaliach, Ani velo.
Exactly,
he
did it by himself.
Was,
exactly.
Which normally the Malach HaMavet does.
Exactly. Right.
That's a good
shot. That's what it says. Okay. So back to the Mishnah. So I was saying, so in terms of the two, when did we actually get Gula from, when did we leave, Nigalu from Mitzrayim, so the Gemara in Brachos says, at midnight we were allowed to leave, and we didn't leave until the morning. So I'm forgetting the whole... Well, so that's in terms of the actual time at midnight, but we didn't leave until Etzem HaYom Mazeh, until the morning time we didn't leave. So there are different calculations of how you figure out the years we spent in Mitzrayim. Some calculated from the times of Yitzhak, others counted from Avram Avinu, I think. I forget all the calculations. So depending what it was, there were really two galuses we were in. One was a galus of Avdus, we were enslaved. The other one was when we left Mitzrayim, we were outside of Eretz Yisrael. So depending on when you calculate the different days, so we were the Avdus ended b'chatzos. That was one gula. But the galus of being outside Eretz Yisrael ended by morning, because once we left Mitzrayim, we already beginning our journey into Eretz Yisrael, the galus of being Chutz La'aretz already ended there. So they're really two gulas based on two different calculations, and there that was going on. It's very meduyak in the Pesukim Osa. I think in last week's Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, it's very meduyak.
But
either way.
Doesn't the question that Hashem told Abraham of 400 years, and we're missing like few years, not a few minutes.
Depending how you calculate, who you calculate it from, so they say.
He's saying like the two golot, one is until Chatzot, you know, until it's the morning.
And when you start, when you start from, it depends from. I have to look back to the Dvar Torah, but what goes back to Avram, back to Yitzchak, it depends whether it was a galus of Avdus or a galus of Chutz La'aretz type of galus. It works out very perfectly.
So
and the Grut talks about
the
this.
400 years?
It works out. Others say, and Rashi says simply because since it was so bad, the Avdus was so bad, it was as if it was 400 years. Okay, says the Gemara now. Mishnah, this is the first Y line. The Chosein Begula, and you conclude the bracha, this whole bracha we just said, that Hanan said Amen to, you say, you conclude with a Gula. Omer, Asher Gaal Nubagaal, no, you don't actually make a chasim, you don't say Baruch Ata Hashem, you just add more words to it. Is exactly the gear, so what order to do, maybe Minazvachim first, then Minazvachim, or maybe the other way around. So again, it's Machlokas Tanayim, exactly the Nuschalas that we're supposed to say, Leil Seder after this saying Hallel. Mara says, "I'm a Rava. Tzarech sheyomar ve'osanu hotzi misham." And you also have to add in that Hakadosh Baruch Hu removed us from there. That's also part another nusach that should be part of this what we just said.
So we say both. We say shegalanu, and we say. Right, we say according to Reuven Tarfon and according to Reuven Akiva.
We combine them, yeah?
No, we state them. We state them both.
We say them all together,
don't
yeah?
Don't we say what Rabbi Akiva and part of us? Don't we go according to Rabbi Akiva?
But I remember saying Ashi Galan without the Navi trying.
We list all of them.
Yeah, no, yeah, then we say it all.
Yeah.
But we mentioned it. I don't remember mentioning it. Maybe.
I'm not sure. So this sounds all very, very familiar to me, but I can't remember
from
here.
Rebbe, there's two aspects. There's the aspect of what we actually mentioned, and there's the Gemara. What's the Chiyuv to say?
Saying, even though the Chiyuv may not be a Chiyuv to say it, maybe. I don't know. So then Rava adds on, I'm a Rava, Rava says further, matzah tzarech lagbia. When you say matzah, you lift up the matzah. And marar tzarech lagbia. Same thing, however, basar ein tzarech lagbia, you don't have to. So, not only that you don't have to, but you maybe even shouldn't. Because if you lift it up, and Bezman Hazeh that is, you lift up the shank bone there, it's as if you're making like real kachim, as if you're eating the kachim, which is not really, but it appears that way, eating kachim b'chutz outside of Yushlaim, where you're not allowed to eat the Pesach. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Suma Pater Milomar Haggadah. Someone who's blind is exempt from saying the Haggadah. K'siv Hacha Bavur Zeh. Uksiv Hasim Benenu Zeh. So it's written here, Zeh, the word Zeh, in the context of the Haggadah. And it says Benenu Zeh. Anybody know what Benenu Zeh is referring to?
Ben Sura.
Ben Sura, exactly. Ben Sura Mora Zeh. So we learn from Zeh, Benenu Zeh, this is our son. What do we learn from there? Ma Lahalan Prat Lasuma. Just like there, exempts a Suma, a parent who's a Suma cannot bring his son forward as a Ben Sura.
Because you can't identify him
exactly.
By sight?
Well, Pazik says you need Zeh. You have to say Zeh. You can't say Zeh. You might know him and recognize him by voice and by feel, but Zeh sounds like by sight. A raya for that Zeh refers to sight is that L'chora, I guess, there's a Rashi that says there are three places that Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time understanding what Kadosh Baruch was talking about. So it says Zeh, actually he showed him what it was. What were the three? They're actually four, but Rashi mentioned three of them, I think.
Menorah.
Which one?
Mishkan.
Right, the menorah.
The Shekel.
Shekel. And Rosh Chodesh. There's a fourth one. The Medrash mentioned the fourth one. I think it also comes to the different, which Behemoth Tameh, Behemoth Torahs. I think the Medrash adds that one also. He didn't know which ones were which. So there I guess Lachor should be right that Zeh refers to you actually have to see it. So you have to see your son. So just like it says, Benenu Zeh, there you have to see your son. And if you can't, there's no din of Ben Sura Mora. Sa'af Kan, Prat L'sumim, so too when it comes to Pesach, Bav where's there, you have to be able to see what was going on. Aini, is that really true? V'hamar Maremar, Shal Sinu L'Rabbanon, to be Rav Yosef. I asked the Talmid D'Chachamim of the house of the base Medrash of Rav Yosef. Man D'Amar Gadis, of Bebe Rav Yosef. Who says Haggadah in the house of Rav Yosef? And Rav Yosef was blind. Amru, they said it. Rav Yosef would say it. But how can you say it? Isn't he Pater? And then they asked, Man and Damar Haggadah Sobe Rav Sheshes. Who said the Haggadah in Rav Sheshes? That's Rav Sheshes was also blind. There's a famous story in Brachas about Rav Sheshes. The Tzaddik was trying to trick him. And actually, I don't have time for the story now. But either way, Rav Sheshes was blind. Who said in the house of Rav Sheshes? Amru, Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes would say it. So, how do they allow that? Must be that Kasav Rabbanon Matz Bizman Hazeh Dirabbanon. So, Bizman Hazeh Matz is Dirabbanon, that's why they allowed a Summa to say it. But Midiraisa, they wouldn't be able to say it.
Right, the question is, how could they be Yotze their Talmidim? How could they be Motze their Talmidim if they themselves are not?
Exactly. So, if they all have the same level of Dirabbanon, then they'd
right.
be Motze.
Right.
And it's also, they point out from this Gemara here, they're talking about Haggadah, why they answer from Matzah. We're talking about who says Haggadah? Oh, because Matzah Derbanan. Who cares about Matzah Derbanan? Haggadah might still be Deraisa.
Right.
So the answer from here, we see that Haggadah and Matzah are intertwined. Haggadah depends on Matzah. So how do we know that women are chayiv in Haggadah? They should be potter. Mitzvah say shezman grama. Since women are chayiv in Matzah, exactly. Once they're chayiv in Matzah, mela from this Gemara, they're also chayiv in Haggadah. Because they're really lechem only, as we said before. Lechem she'omun dvarim harbe olav. So that's according to the Rabbanan. Rabbanan held again that Bizman has that Matzah's own dear Rabbanan, and that's why a Sumah could say it. How Mechlau, the implication is, the Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov Savar, Matzah Bizman has that dear Raisa. It's a dear Raisa, and therefore Sumah cannot be Motze others. Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, who Damar Matzah Bizman has that dear Rabbanan. And elsewhere, it is dear Rabbanan. No, Kesavar called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came dear Raisa Tikkun. He holds to that concept. You're right, to dear Rabbanan, but we made the dear Rabbanan the same status as the dear Raisa. That's why Sumah can't be Motze others. The Rav Sheshes, the Rav Yosef, Nami Havad, they called the Tikkun Rabban and Kain Deraisa Tikkun. Of course, they certainly hold to the concept also. So they hold to the concept of Kain Deraisa, so they shouldn't be able to promote the others. Hachi Hashta, Bishma, now we come to this point. Bishma makes sense. Hasam Midahavale Mikhtav Banenu, who, when it comes to Ben Sora Mora, it could have simply said Banenu, our son. V'ksiv Banenu Zeh, but adds the word Zeh. Shmamina coming to teach us something extra. Prat Lesumen, who dasa. Havahacha, when it comes to Pesach, there's no extra words. Ila bavur zeh, my lichtav. It doesn't say the word bavur zeh. What else can you say? Bavur what? You can't just say bavur because what? Bavur zeh is the only way to write it. Therefore, there's no diak to be made. Ela bavur matzah mara hu da'asa and does not come to exclude a summa. Therefore, a summa is actually chai midiraisa when it comes to Pesach.
Isn't there also the din of he was